135 degrees, set it for a high temperature into the lower 50s today and tomorrow. And here for our one-on-one, Regent Bank President Trevor Dorsey, we'll start with you. And you brought a friend along, but you're kind of the traditional, usual voice that I get to talk to from Regent. So good morning and Happy New Year. I think first time you and I have talked at least on the air this year, so far.
Yes, sir. We hadn't done a city council spot, so this is the first one.
Well, I'll be happy to talk city council. But since this is Regent Bank's time, I think I don't want to cheat the bank here too much.
Oh, yes, sir.
First of all, I see a lot of services that you and I have talked to in the past that maybe need to be reiterated in this time of, you know, brand new year. People are gathering all their tax information and the IRS will be in operation by income tax day. I know that for a fact. What are you doing to get people into 2019 at Regent Bank?
Well, you know, as we've talked before, Charlie, the deposit rates have come up, which is good. You know, I think a lot of people enjoy that. And right now, with it being tax season, if you're going to be getting some of that money back, you know, we've got some good deposit products, and we talked, I think, last month about Christmas savings.
This is a
perfect
wants
to get ahead while they start now.
Perfect time to start that Christmas savings plan, and I think it's worth noting that you do still have something that is was started, I don't know, in the 20s, 30s, 40s, whenever banks first started Christmas Club accounts, an opportunity for you to regularly put away a certain amount of money, and then the bank pays out on that a few weeks before Christmas.
Yes, sir. Well, and people are starting to think about vacation, and most people, at least like my family, we always tend to do that in the summertime when kids are out, and so good time to start thinking about that as well.
I'd ask you where you're going, but it's none of my business, so I won't.
The kids always want to go to the beach, so I can't never talk them into anything different. I wanted to go to Yellowstone last year, and I couldn't talk them into it.
They have something that looks like beaches there, and I think Old Faithful is worth seeing at least once, and the scenic beauty of Grand Teton National Park just to the south of Yellowstone is something I think every youngster should, you know, get to at least once and
exactly.
Say, you know, okay, the beach is fun, but we have a lot of other things in the USA.
Plus, it's usually a little warm here in the summertime. You go somewhere where it's not maybe quite so warm.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. But you mentioned deposit rates, and of course, they do vary depending on what the Fed is doing. But I think I can safely say that deposit rates are better now than they were a year ago.
Oh, yes, sir. They've come up quite a bit, and I think everybody that, you know, are more mature clientele base, they're very excited about that, understandably so, and of course
they like that safe investment. Do you know exactly what they're going to make over the course of that investment, whether it's, you know, 6 months or 5 years or whatever the term is? They're going into it at a guaranteed rate. Some products have the opportunity to up that rate based on the prime, but you offer a full menu of deposit products.
Well, and as we talked before, too, right now, all those depository customers are very excited, but then a lot of the customers need to borrow aren't quite as excited because the Fed keeps raising rates. But I have noticed short-term rates have ticked down a little bit, so maybe that's a sign that they're going to cool off for a little bit on increasing the prime.
Home rates and ag rates are still pretty reasonable, though, compared to history.
Oh, yes, sir. And we have some products now on the commercial side, if it's owner-occupied commercial real estate, where we can go out longer and offer 20 and 25-year fixed rates. And so we didn't have that before, so that's kind of another caveat that's at our disposal to help clients because, you know, in a rising interest rate environment, it makes sense to try to lock in for as long a term as you can.
Absolutely. So, again, we want to have that guaranteed rate. The idea of adjustable rate mortgages and that thing were, at the time that they came out when mortgage rates were above 10%, it made a lot of sense to say, if they go down, take advantage of that. But right now, I think you lock in those rates for as long as you can.
Oh, yeah, I would agree, certainly.
Yeah. You brought a friend along.
Derek Dick, he is our director of ag lending, and Derek is very involved in Nowata. I grew up there, and he does a great job taking care of customers, and also is a local business owner and a cattleman, so he's got a lot on his plate and very involved. And
Well, he's not the mayor of Noatewata, but he's probably at least as well known in that.
Well, I wave at a lot of people. How about that? That work?
I'll take that. That's good. People recognize you because Regent Bank is a community lender. And,
absolutely.
And you're involved in ag lending particularly, which is your specialty.
That's kind of my focus. And kind of go on, you brought up about the tax season and stuff. Just something to, you know, the listeners out there, just kind of a tidbit. You know, I had a client in this morning that was asking about how much interest did I pay last year. You know, when you're preparing your taxes and you're starting to gather all your stuff together, spend some time and make sure that you have all of your stuff historical that you paid for in 18, and make sure you claim that on your Schedule F or Schedule C or even your personal income taxes, however you do file yours. And the thing that I'd probably stress is take this time also when you're gathering stuff and make yourself either mental notes or notebook notes and say, boy, I didn't do a very good job in 18 of keeping track of this, XYZ, whatever it is, but this is something that I really need to start focusing on. Talk to the CPA, or maybe you file by yourself, but make yourself notes to improve your taxability running into 19. And I think you'll really see a difference. We've been dealing with some clients for a couple of years that we've kind of, you know, helped and showed them things. We're not CPAs, but we've showed them things from the lender's perspective on what we'd like to see or what will help them out, and it's really been a plus.
Well, so. I think it's you're trying to say that you can't have too much documentation.
Absolutely. You know, there's simple things anymore with technology that make it so easy, and I know we're in a fast-paced society, and sometimes we get a little careless as far as we run to the feed store, we run to the pharmacy, we run something, we just swipe our debit card and we don't keep an account, we don't keep a ticket or receipt or anything on that, and then we forget about it, and then we go, oh my gosh, I spent this much money,
yeah,
and I forgot to claim it.
It is now May, and I see this entry from the 9th of January. What in the world did I buy?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
So, is it deductible or was it food?
Absolutely. You know, and that's where there are some awesome apps out there. I've got some clients that just take pictures of receipts and save them on their phone, and then towards the end of the year, they clean their phone out, and you know they've got them there. So now's the time to kind of game plan. I understand we're already into 19, but it's a great time. We're still early enough to game plan for 19 tax prep, and make those changes to help you out. Because as was being noted earlier, you know, they're still going to require us to file taxes. We're still going to have to pay income taxes, and we're still going to have to do this. So let's be prepared and you know, set yourself goals on that side.
And regardless of what any spokesman for the federal government is saying, in general, the IRS is not going to accept your return till the end of January anyway. So
right.
Well, I'll just leave the rest of the political debate alone.
Yep.
But it is a matter of gathering, like you said, gathering all those documents right now from 2018, and whether you do it manually with a series of envelopes the way Dave Ramsey would recommend, or whether you take pictures of every receipt and store it, or whether you use Quicken or QuickBooks or a lot of other things that help you online, have a method and use it.
Absolutely. It's one of those things that, you know, I was one of those individuals that would, oh my gosh, I got to get my taxes done, and I'd sit back in the office at my house at night and just, what is this? Oh my gosh, I don't know what this is. And I just get frustrated until it was like, you know, to eliminate the frustration, let me work 12 months out of the year easier to prepare and plan. And so when it is that time for me to submit my taxes or go to my CPA and sit down with him, it's all kind of in order.
Yeah. And of course, ag lending, this is the time of year when the ag producers, if they haven't already figured out, you know, what I'm going to buy, whether it's, you know, on a grain market, seed, fertilizer, that sort of thing, or whether it's animal production or whatever it is, they're lining up their expenses right
now.
Yeah,
and this is one thing that I tell you, you know, and again, I'm going to push back on the CPAs a little bit, because we're not CPAs. We do understand and we do read a lot on the new tax laws and stuff, but there were some new tax laws that were put into effect in 17 and 18 that are really beneficial for agriculturalists, individuals who have a farm or have an operation of sort. So make sure and be aware of those when you're buying or selling products or commodities or whatever, and it'll help you again in the long run. Some of those are, you know, depreciation. Understand the depreciation rules and regs on that side of it, and it can benefit you In the long run.
And that's whether you're a full-time ag, whether that's your main occupation, or whether you're like my father-in-law that was the maintenance engineer at a chemical plant and then came home and fed the cattle and did all the other things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It doesn't matter if you're full-time and that's your sole income or that's your supplemental. It's good to know it if you want it. Now, if you're a hobby farmer and you've got two head out there and it's just like, oh, it's my pets, you know, that's not going to benefit you that much, but...
That steer out there probably is going to be steak on your table. You're not
absolutely
taking it to the market.
Absolutely. So that's a little bit different scenario.
Yeah, but again, whether it's equipment, whether it's supplies, whatever it is, that's what you're there for. And rates are whatever the Fed says, but I have to think they're pretty good for you right now.
Yeah, it's been a good market. I mean, Trevor will attest to that. We've really been in a good strong market as far as a lending is concerned. And you know, we still have some of those individuals that remember the 80s when interest rates were
15.5% on that first house. Yeah,
astronomical. And you know, just to be honest, we still have those individuals who come in and they're worried about it being 15 or rising to 15% again. We're totally speculating. We don't think that's going to happen. But on the flip side, we're also not loaning money at 0.5% interest, you know, and that's just not the way.
Just out of curiosity, and I don't know, what are we, around a 5% figure right now, something like that?
You know, prime rate's running at 5.25.
Okay.
And so, you know.
So 5.7, maybe as much as 10, depending on credit.
Oh, 10's pretty high.
Okay.
But yeah.
So
we'll say 10, and then they'll feel good when they come in and we quote them a lower rate. How about that? They'll be like, wow, Charlie said 10.
Under promise and over deliver.
That's right. Yeah.
In that prime plus one range, you're still getting around 6%, which I think is still pretty good money.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, a few years ago when people were borrowing at 4.5 or 4.75, you know, they remember that.
It's all a matter of perspective, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
But you and I talk about relationship banking, and if you have an ag lender or a home lender, or for that matter, dad takes Trevor down to buy that first car at age 16, 17, whatever you were, that relationship with the banker helps.
And here's our big, you know, from the ag side of it, you know, Trevor mentioned, I mean, both of us have cow-calf operation.
Mm-hmm.
Both of us have experience. I mean, and this kind of sounds late, but we're the guys out there chopping ice. And so when a customer comes in and says, you know, man, the market's been tough, I'm just not going to be able to do this. I mean, we can relate and we can understand because we're living it. We're not just some guy that's reading an email that we get out or something on the internet saying cattle prices are down. We're experiencing it also.
Mm-hmm. So you still have to say, okay, I have a fiduciary responsibility to the bank, but by the same token, I understand. Let's see what we can work out.
Absolutely. We're really, really willing to work with individuals, and we enjoy working with ag operators and really any operators. I mean, we've got some great commercial clients that have taken the time, you know, to explain their operation. We've went and visited, and we love working with those guys.
And you do go out and visit those operations, which I'm not sure that those of us that are not involved in agriculture understand that, you know, you have to, it's like going to look at a house. You have to, you know, actually be at the property and say, this is what I got.
Absolutely. That is a must. A client relationship, client-lender relationship is a largest part of the deal.
And of course, that's what Regent is well known for, really.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, of course. Now, and we talk about your headquarters in Nowata. You're right there on the corner, big white building, really easy to see.
You can't miss
us. But by the same token, you are regional. You're out there, out west and east and north and several counties away and a couple of states away sometimes.
Yeah, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and Springfield, Missouri was the most recent, and so we got a good team. It stretches across Oklahoma and into Missouri now, and I think everybody does a good job at the relationship, you know, banking, and we want to be multi-generational. And Derek talked about, you know, the ag stuff. We want you know, Grandpa was farm, banking with us, and he had a farm, and then Dad, and then son, and so on. And if you do a good job taking care of folks, then you'll get an opportunity to see that.
Yeah, and I think that's what we look for in hometown banking. If you want one of those national firms that does everything, and they're headquartered in, I don't care, Philadelphia someplace, then that's what you're going to do. But if you want a relationship, if you want somebody that recognizes you and kind of like the theme song from Cheers, everybody knows your name, then Regent Bank is a great place to do your banking.
You bet. When you walk in, you'll always get a smile and a handshake, and people will know who you are. And generally, ask about your kids or other things, grandkids, mom or dad. So it's kind of like a family, I guess.
I think that that's a great analogy, and the ag lender that's been on your cow-calf operation or out in the middle of that wheat field, whatever it might be, that it's going to be a warmer call when you walk in and say, we need to talk.
Yep, exactly.
Regent Bank, you're online, and I think you showed me your app last time you were in, and it really looks nice.
Yeah, I know our young man in Tulsa that takes care of that does a great job keeping up with it. He also does a lot now with social media. We got Facebook and LinkedIn and all these other outlets, Snapchat and ChapSnat and whatever else is out there. It's getting crazy, but
it is.
But this generation coming up is very, very into social media and online products and services. You got some people that don't want to ever come in the bank, and we can take care of those people as good as we can. The people that want to come in and visit and see how things are going and chat.
So. Open up that Christmas savings or that vacation savings account and open up something for the grandson, granddaughter, and get them started the right way.
Yeah.
Regent Bank, downtown Nowata. Stop by, say hi to these two gentlemen or any of the other staff members, tellers that you might see as you walk in the door, or check them out online. RegentBank.com.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Charlie.
That's our time one-on-one with Regent Bank on 1400 K1.
Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma.